Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Without further ado, I want to welcome the fabulous Josh Turner. He's an expert in LinkedIn. Thank you so much for coming on from America, Josh, live to take this class.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're awesome, Josh. I mean, your work is spectacular. I mean, I've followed you for a while, and it's amazing how you help people shorten their learning curve from the mistakes that you've made, right? So it's really, really sure. Awesome to have people like you on. But can you tell me, I mean, what made you become an entrepreneur in the first place? Why LinkedIn? Why out of all the platforms that you could actually master?
Sure. Well, I mean, maybe I'll take those two questions one at a time. So why I decided to become an entrepreneur, I had just kind of gotten tired of helping other people grow their businesses. And really, I had been trying different entrepreneurial things ever since I was a teenager. I mean, my first endeavor, and I've written about this in our email list and blogged about it, was, you know, I scammed my mom into buying me a box of Airheads, and then I took them to school and was selling them to kids in class. It's candy. You know, and I was doing that in seventh grade, which isn't really a viable long-term business model, but I was always kind of scheming on figuring out how ways to make money when I was little. And then when I was probably 19, I started my first e-commerce site. It was a total failure. Then in the years, you know, after that, I tried a few other things while I was, you know, working full-time jobs. And it wasn't until 2009 when the construction company that I worked for here in St. Louis was forced to shut its doors, was hit really hard by the downturn in the economy. I was a CFO at that company. And so when they closed, I was just at a point where I was like, you know what? I want to do something for myself. I want to work for myself. I see other people building businesses. You know, I know I've got the skills to do this. Now's the time. Let's make it happen. And because I was all of a sudden out of a job, that was the force that I needed to really, you know, get serious about it and not just have it be something I kind of dabble with at night and on the weekends, but something that I, you know, go all in with. So that's how I started my entrepreneurial journey, if you will. And why LinkedIn? Really, it just kind of came to be out of, you know, circumstance. I mean, I started using LinkedIn in 2006. Uh-huh. I was using it for business development for a couple different projects and for that company that I worked for.
Right.
By the time I went out and started my business in 2010, which originally I was working as an outsourced CFO for businesses here in St. Louis.
Right.
And LinkedIn was one of the tools I was using to get the word out about my business, attract new prospects, and was able to pick up some clients through LinkedIn. And by 2011, a couple of these clients that I was helping with their spreadsheets and all their finance stuff asked me if I would help them build a LinkedIn campaign for their companies like I had done for mine. And so that was really the start of linked selling in 2011. The business has since exploded. We have clients all over the world in all sorts of industries. In 2012, we launched our training program, Linked University. Tens of thousands of people have been through our training, and it's been awesome, and we've built a great business, and we're helping a lot of people.
That's absolutely fantastic, Josh. Now, because this is class, I'm not going to diverge too much into your story of how everything happened. I'll invite you to the main show for that and explore the magic of your journey. But for this class in particular, because we're talking about LinkedIn, so can we just understand exactly what the platform is? What does it do? What is it designed to do?
So, I mean, a lot of people compare it to Facebook for business.
Right.
But you use it much differently, you know. Right. And so on LinkedIn, you want to connect with colleagues. You know, you can connect with prospects. You can connect with people that you used to work with. You can connect with friends and family as well.
Yes.
And, you know, when you're connected with those people on LinkedIn, it gives you the ability to do a lot of things, to stay in front of them, to share content with them, to message them, to really develop a relationship with these people that you're connected to on LinkedIn. And there's a ton of marketing power behind it. Now, in addition to just what you can do with your first degree connections, there's a ton you can do with LinkedIn groups, with LinkedIn's ad platform, with publishing on LinkedIn, like long form articles that you write on LinkedIn. And, you know, a lot of people refer to that as Pulse, LinkedIn Pulse, which is really the homepage section where they highlight really the best of the best. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in a quick nutshell, that's really what LinkedIn's all about.
Excellent. So people that are looking to, I mean, you know, like when they're looking for presence, if they've got their own products, for instance, and they've got their own services, if they present themselves, is your profile like an ad? Is that how you view it? Like your profile should have all the information about you and what you like and what you don't like as well?
Yeah, and I don't know about personally as well. I mean, I'm a fan of, you know, in kind of working in some personal stuff within the profile so that it's not just all business, all straight-laced professionalism. Because, you know, like if you go look at my profile, you'll see that my cover image is a picture of my girlfriend and I camping next to the ocean. And because everything that I put out there is so business focused that I think that personal touch is important. But the key thing I tell people as it relates to your LinkedIn profile is that you want to utilize it as a tool to get people who look at your profile to take some next step with your business. So yes, it should be set up as kind of like a brochure for your personal brand. But you also want to look at it as a lead generating tool so that when somebody looks at your profile, they take some next step with your business. And that could be signing up for a webinar. That could be go and getting a copy of my book. It could be, it could be as simple as inviting them to connect with you on LinkedIn, you know, and that way you have a lot more opportunity to market to them once they're connected to you. So generally speaking, I mean, that's what we tell most people. And that's if you're wanting to use LinkedIn for business development, you know. I mean, most people on LinkedIn are doing almost nothing with it. They just have a profile and they're kind of playing around with it and they use it almost like an online Rolodex. But what we teach people how to do is to really take it to the next level and use it to grow your business.
Right. Okay. So would you consider it as a more B2B platform, like selling your products and services to other businesses? Or would you say there is an element of B2C in it as well?
Yep, great question. So the answer is yes and yes. So certainly if you're a business that sells to other businesses, B2B, LinkedIn's a slam dunk because just go take 30 seconds, do a people search, and you're going to find a virtually limitless pool of prospects to target. You know, it's pretty mind-blowing. But even for a B2C company, there's a lot of applications with LinkedIn. So, you know, let's say you're a company that sells dog leashes. You know, you're not going to go on LinkedIn and try and sell a dog leash to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not how it's going to work. But you could use LinkedIn to reach out to people in the press to find, you know, bloggers and journalists, TV and radio people, editors for magazines. And every business, B2C or B2B, needs more press and publicity, right? So that's a no-brainer for any business. And then even for those B2C companies like the dog leash company, they could use LinkedIn to reach out to buyers that work for retail shops. You know, they could reach out to the buyer at PetSmart or whatever. They could find mom and pop shops and the owners of those companies and reach out to them to see if they want to carry their product. They could find distributors and wholesalers and such. So they might not be selling one dog leash on LinkedIn. They might be able to get in and develop relationships with people that could sell them thousands of dog leashes.
So it's more thinking like business level, like expanding, right? Bigger kind of vision. Because I see the way that I see it, Josh, right? You know, like with Facebook, if you are, let's hold that example of dog leashes. With Facebook, you can see people with dogs, okay? You can see them on their profile. They're probably talking about it. They've already got pictures of it. You can target them that way, that, you know, okay, an individual person, they might not have a business or anything like that. They've just got a profile up. But with LinkedIn, you can actually target other businesses and publications to give a bigger broadcast for your products. Is that how you would differentiate it then?
Yep, I think you hit it right on the head.
Yeah. Excellent. I love that. Brilliant. Okay. So tell me, Josh, I'll ask you a complete, like, straight question. If you were to start LinkedIn today again, you know, learning from everything that you've done over the years, if we give it 30 days to get your products and services out to as many people, what are the five things that you would actually do to make your business grow in 30 days or so?
That's a great question. There's a few things that you need to do to really put the foundation in place.
Right.
Number one, we always tell people, start with defining really who your ideal client or prospect is.
Yes.
All right. So we call that developing your prospect profile.
Right.
You got to take the time to get clear on who you're going after.
Mm-hmm.
Then, using that information, you can then do the next two steps of putting your foundation in place. The first one, getting your profile set up and making sure that it's structured to really speak to those prospects that you're trying to reach. Mm-hmm. All right, and so that's kind of in the profile optimization world, and there's a lot that kind of goes into that, but I would make sure my profile was set up properly. And then third, I would go join the LinkedIn groups that these prospects that I'm trying to reach can be found in.
Right.
And no matter what industry or space that you're marketing in or doing business in, there are thousands of LinkedIn groups that have the exact types of people that you're trying to reach. And when you're in those groups, it gives you access to them in an unprecedented way, both through content distribution, but also just direct messaging. So I would put those three foundational elements in place. I would join 50 groups that are full of my prospects. I'd have my profile set up and I'd have a clear picture of exactly who I'm targeting. Then from there, I would start proactively reaching out to people, all right? And I would have a quota for, hey, every day I'm going to reach out to 6 new people a day that fit the criteria for the type of person I'm trying to reach. And then I would probably have maybe 2 or 3 different approaches and strategies I would use to actually reach out to them. And then I would just make it a part of my day-to-day that, hey, every day I'm going to spend 20 minutes on LinkedIn reaching out to these people, as well as sharing some content via status update. All right, and then maybe once or twice a week posting really the best content I have into all of my LinkedIn groups. Okay. All right, and then the final thing that I would do is I would start investing in LinkedIn advertising.
Right.
And you know, LinkedIn ads are not for every business, but if you have a funnel that converts well and your prospects are on LinkedIn, then LinkedIn ads can work extremely well. If you know, it just depends on your business though.
Excellent. I love that. So, I mean, having material ready is really important, is it? Otherwise, it's kind of a waste of time. Just, I mean, it's lovely creating relationships, but there need to be a call of action as well. You know, people need to know how to find out more information about you. So having material ready for them to explore more would be a very good way to go.
Yeah, well, you know, there's two sides to that coin. See, I mean, a lot of times we have folks that will come to us, they're interested in utilizing LinkedIn, but they'll tell us, you know, I'm not quite ready yet because I got to create all this content and it's not quite there yet. And there's so much you can do with curated content that I always recommend people don't get hung up on having that you need to create a bunch of your own content.
Right.
But even deeper into the funnel, if you're talking about really having some marketing materials or some white papers or free reports and things like that, that can really educate people on specifically what you do, which curated content can't do that. Even then with LinkedIn, I mean, there are some approaches that we use and some of our clients have none of that stuff. We're utilizing LinkedIn to work prospects through campaigns that get people that they've identified as people they want to do business with to agree to speak to them. And so all of the selling at that point is done over the phone. So we nurture these people along through LinkedIn and develop the relationship online. And then at some point we ask them to you know, schedule a call or grab a coffee. And, you know, 'cause business really happens face to face in the real world or on the phone.
Yes.
You know, LinkedIn is just a tool to help us get there.
Love that. Absolutely fantastic. Well, guys, keep the questions coming in. I will take them as I go along. And stay put for the bonus, guys, because if you don't stay put, you won't get the bonus. okay, Josh, let's explore. Tell me about discussion, the power of discussions, you know, investing time in these groups to actually discuss ideas with others. So if someone does a post, you leave a really good kind of feedback on what you think of that post or whatever it is, that content. Is that worth doing?
There are some people who that is 90% of their LinkedIn strategies, that they have found highly targeted groups that contain lots of their prospects, and they stay very active in those groups. I mean, I talked to somebody recently who spends roughly 1 to 2 hours a day commenting on discussions in these certain LinkedIn groups that he's a part of, and he gets business out of it. Yeah. I find that for a lot of people, that's not feasible. And for a lot of people, they're just not inclined to want to do that either, you know, because that's a lot of time that you have to invest. And then you always have to be coming up with these really smart comments to contribute to discussions. And, you know, sometimes you're busy running the business and you don't have time for that kind of stuff. So most of what we teach is not, hey, go get involved in discussions and then business will just take off. We teach people how to really proactively go out there, identify specific prospects, and then work them through campaigns to get connected to those people, and then to reach out to them and work them through structured messaging campaigns that culminate in some sort of a call to action. Very little of what we teach has to do with you know, engaging in LinkedIn groups and such.
Right. Excellent. Excellent point there. Okay. I've got a question coming in. Thank you. Excuse me. Jennifer from UK. Thank you, Jennifer, for tuning in today. She's asking, how do you do searches in LinkedIn? So trending, what's trending? Is that something that's ability that LinkedIn provides?
You can, not really. I mean, you can, with LinkedIn Pulse, you can see like popular articles, right, things like that. But that's not really the same as like Twitter's what's trending, what are people talking about. Right. LinkedIn used to have something called Signal.
Right.
And that no longer exists. So we might as well not even talk about it. But they don't have a what's trending on LinkedIn. The LinkedIn search usually, what the data that it gives you is you can search to find people based on information in their profiles. You can search to find companies. You can search to find LinkedIn groups. You can search to find certain LinkedIn articles, but you can no longer search to see what people are talking about.
Right. Okay. That's fine. But you can kind of see the articles that are popular, so you can get ideas on what people like and what they want, right?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you could do the same in LinkedIn groups. You could go into your LinkedIn groups and just manually go through the discussions and see which ones have the most comments and get some ideas for content that people would be into based on that.
Excellent. Okay, wonderful. We've got a question from Andrew. Andrew, thank you for coming to class. He's asking, is it possible to put your profile under keywords so they're searchable?
Yeah, so there's a whole range of ways that you can, you know, optimize your LinkedIn profile so that when people search for keywords that you want to, you know, you want your profile to show up high when they search for a certain keyword, you can structure your profile to increase your chances that that will happen. So by putting those keywords that you're trying to, get on the first page of LinkedIn search for, you know, you can just put them in different places in your profile and you will rise in the rankings.
Okay.
Some people go overboard with it though, and LinkedIn has really adjusted their algorithm to cut down on that to some extent. Because I think at the end of the day, you want your prospects that look at your profile to have a positive impression of you. And if you are trying to game the system by just stuffing your profile with keywords, then it's going to look weird to people and they're probably going to be turned off by it. So you have to kind of balance it and do it in proportion.
And really understand what it is that you are doing. So you can't be an expert in everything, right? So that's
right.
Excellent. Right, Josh, I'd love to go through scenarios, okay, when it comes to these classes. So real life kind of problems that people have. So say, for instance, I'm a salesperson. I've got a very fantastic product to help a company grow their sales department, giving them training. I want to get to the CEO or the decision maker of that company. What is the ideal journey I can take on LinkedIn to reach that decision maker, make a sale?
Well, really what it boils down to is that you want to position yourself as a real trusted resource,
right,
in the eyes of these prospects that you're trying to get to. And one of the best ways to do that is first to position yourself as somewhat of a leader in your space, an authority in your market. And then, you know, to work these prospects that you're trying to reach through long-term campaigns that really build a lot of goodwill and develop the relationship. So what you can do on LinkedIn is you could just go on LinkedIn, look for that CEO, and you could send them a message. You could send them an in-mail. You could find a group you share and message him. You could just send him a connection request and just say, hey, I've got this awesome thing. I'd love to talk to you guys about it. I think it would change the world for you. Let's do it. And you're going to have very few people respond favorably to that because they've never heard of you before. You're just another person trying to sell them something. And that's usually not going to work very well. Maybe you get a couple nibbles here or there. On the other hand, what we've found is that when you take the time to really develop the relationship, the response rate when you finally ask for the phone call a little bit further down the road is significantly higher. You know, and so you would first connect with the prospect and then design a nurture campaign to drip out content to them, both through status updates, both through your LinkedIn groups. And if you run your own LinkedIn group, that's a super powerful strategy. And then personal messaging campaigns behind the scenes. And then by the time 2.5-3 months down the road, you reach out to schedule a call with them or to ask if they'd be open to having a call, they're much more receptive to it because you've positioned yourself. They feel like they kind of know you now. They trust you. You're somebody that's putting out good stuff. And the response rate is significantly higher at that point.
Excellent, excellent. And they also, I think when, you know, when people think that they need big ad budgets to get their work out, you can actually build up your assets in a way that you can actually go to the company's website and, you know, do like an analysis of what they could be doing or a blog post they should be having or suggest certain experts to them or do some work to build that love between you and that person, right? Because gone out and done something for them, so you kind of create an asset in that way. Is that right?
Yeah, when you go, like, if you're a marketing consultant or a web design consultant, a graphic designer, whatever, when you go out and actually spend some time and do some work and then come and reach out to somebody and say, hey, I happen to be looking at your website and I noticed that you've got these two things that, you know, would probably be pretty easily fixed. Yes. And, you know, would really improve your organic rankings or whatever it is that you're doing, then it's hard for people to not respond to that.
Yes.
You know? So I think that's a great strategy.
Excellent. Love that. Awesome. Well, keep the questions coming in. Guys, I'll take some more. But Josh, so tell me, what about the premium service? Is that worth doing? Is that worth investing in?
So what I typically tell people is that start with the free LinkedIn account and, you know, really, you know, use that to its fullest. And then you should, in a short amount of time, determine whether or not you need the premium LinkedIn account. All right. And once you start seeing results, then it's probably pretty easy to justify spending the $40 or $50 a month to upgrade to a premium account. And what that gives you is the ability to do more searches on LinkedIn. It gives you more search functionality and different criteria that you can use so that you can get a lot more granular with your prospecting. It gives you in-mails, meaning you can message anybody on LinkedIn using in-mails. It allows you to see everybody who has ever viewed your profile instead of with a free account. You're limited to, I believe, 5 or something like that.
You can see
what's that?
You can see your stalkers then.
And there's a lot of, you know, good value in that.
Yeah, no.
You want to know if a prospect is looking at your profile, if a potential client you're working with is checking you out. You want to be able to see that.
Absolutely. You Absolutely. All right, we've got a question coming in from Kylie. Kylie, thank you very much. What is the best way to get people interested in your groups? And how they must get hit up all the time. Any thoughts on this?
Well, so to get them interested in your groups, two things come to mind. One, how do you get them interested enough to even join your LinkedIn group in the first place is one thing. And it's just like anything else, it's marketing. You know, I mean, like with your Facebook group, you know, how did you get people to join that group? You know, you just kept spreading the word, telling people about it, and, you know, promoting it.
Yes.
You know, it's the same thing with LinkedIn groups. Yes. And there's a lot of ways you can use LinkedIn to just reach out and invite people to your group. So go find some other groups that are similar to yours or have the people in them that you're trying to reach and just reach out to them and invite them to your group. Exactly. That's a great way to get people joining your group. And then in terms of keeping them interested, you just got to have good stuff. Make sure that the content is not all about your business. All right. Make sure that the content and the resources and the discussion are actually resourceful, valuable pieces of content that your prospects actually care about. If the group is nothing but promotional, people are going to tune it out.
Right, fantastic, absolutely brilliant. Okay, we've got Amber, last question, guys, right? And I'm going to tap into Josh a bit more. When reaching out to a prospect you're not friends with, or messaging them, I don't want to lie and say that I am friends or we know each other as colleagues. What is the best way around that?
Sure. Sorry, getting my coffee drink in. So here's what they're referring to there. When you go to send a connection request to somebody, LinkedIn asks you, how do you know that person? And they give you a list of options. One of them is friend. One of them is, colleague. I forget what they are. There's like five or six of them there. Well, the thing is that when you send the connection request, that person doesn't see whether you said they were a friend or something else.
All right. Okay.
The connection, it's weird. It's like LinkedIn asks you to tell them why you know this person, but they no longer tell the person receiving the connection request what you said. Mm-hmm. All the person on the other side gets is the connection request and then the message if you include a personal invitation to them. Okay. So even if I don't even really know the person, I usually just mark friend. But the key is to write a personal message telling them why you want to connect.
Right, got it. Yeah.
And you know, that alone increases the acceptance rate significantly.
Excellent. And your courses actually teach this, don't they? The scripts and everything. You've got them all ready, what worked for you and everything like that. So strategies in the course. Josh, what is a bonus that we can share with the Dream Show viewers?
Yeah, so you want to talk about the book?
Yeah, please. You've launched a book recently called Connect.
Right. I have my new book, Connect. It just became available for pre-order, and I'm really excited to share this with your community, because this book is the playbook that my company has used to triple our revenue every year for the last 3 years, and that we've used for our private clients to generate millions of additional revenue for them. And it really started out of a frustration that I had when I started working for myself in 2010, like I mentioned, as an outsourced CFO. And like a lot of other solopreneurs, when I first got started, I was having a lot of coffees and lunches and going to networking events. And I just found that most of that time was unproductive, because the people that I was meeting with weren't my prospects most of the time. And it just wasn't scalable.
Right.
And it's really impossible to have enough of those, you know, networking coffee meetings and do the actual client work and continue to keep enough leads coming in the door to grow the business. And the numbers just don't add up. But at the same time, the relationship capital that you gain through face-to-face meetings is hard to replace. So what I figured out how to do was utilize LinkedIn to design a system that would allow me to connect with and position myself and my business as a real authority with thousands of prospects on LinkedIn, then to filter these prospects down to only the most important high-value prospects, and then work those people through a systematic relationship building process that would culminate in a request for a meeting. And it's taken us a few years to really perfect this system, but now we're there. And what we see is that utilizing this system, 29% of prospects that are worked through the process will agree to a phone call or a meeting with you or somebody on your sales team. Or you can use the process to move them toward other offers like webinars, free reports, lead magnets, and whatnot. So Connect is a blueprint for the entire playbook and how you can implement it for your business, including lots of case studies. And so what we're doing now during the pre-order launch that's going on right now is you can go to, I set up a special link just for your people with a special offer, and it's theconnectbook.com/dreamshow. And if you go there and get in on the pre-order, we will ship you a free copy of the book, the physical, you know, real book on June 15th when it comes out. And we will also enroll you in our course called Your LinkedIn Marketing Master Plan, which is a step-by-step course to help you start generating leads using LinkedIn by the end of next week. And that's normally $197. But right now, during the pre-order for the book, you can get it for free. So again, the link that we set up is theconnectbook.com/dreamshow, and you can go there and check out all the details.
I love that. That's absolutely fantastic offer, guys. And the link is below. You'll see a picture of a book, the Connect book. Click that link and it will take you to the website. And you have to order the Kindle version. Is that right, Josh? Order the Kindle version and then it will automatically pre-order the main book, put your details in. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. All the instructions are at that link. It's really straightforward. You just got to get in on the Kindle pre-order. It's like $4. And then we'll ship you the real book totally for free June 15th and put you in the course for free.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, guys, do that. I'm excited. I want to do it now.
I'm super pumped too. I mean, I've been working on this book for like 18 months, you know, and so it's just awesome that, you know, now, I mean, just 2 days ago is when the launch opened up and the book became available for pre-order. So it's been very exciting. We've already hit number one on Amazon in all the categories the book's in. And it's really humbling and very exciting. So I'm excited for you to get a copy of the book as well as all of your peeps.
Tell me, Josh, I feel your passion in this. Do you really love what you do?
I am. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, like LinkedIn is just a tool for helping people grow their businesses. It's not going to sell in and of itself, right? What I'm really passionate about is helping other people grow their businesses and growing my business. And our mission is to be known as the best company in the world when it comes to helping businesses grow using LinkedIn. And so, I mean, that's my passion and that's our company mission. And so we're working hard to achieve it.
That is absolutely fantastic. People like you entrepreneurs we need in this world. So it's absolutely brilliant. Okay, we've got a really interesting question. I'm just going to take this last one and then we'll wrap up the class. But we've got Lai. Thank you, Lai, for joining the show today. Is asking whether you should you focus 100% on LinkedIn if you choose the platform, or can you combine it with other platforms? I think this is a really important question because each platform has got its own power, the way they work. You have to respect that, the way that they work individually. You can't really kind of combine strategies together. That's my opinion. How do you feel about that, Josh?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, I'm a big fan of not just putting all of your eggs in one basket.
Right.
You know, like for my business, we generate leads and market through almost any online channel you can think of. Yeah, we do a ton on LinkedIn, but we also do a lot on Facebook. We do a lot of pay-per-click, you know, content and organic as well. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, book publishing, obviously. You know, so I would never tell anybody all you need to do is LinkedIn.
Right.
But depending on where your business is at, you can't just do it all at once. You have to start somewhere, really nail one thing, and then move on to the next so that you're incrementally building this marketing machine. And so if your customers and prospects and clients can be found on LinkedIn, then there's a good chance that maybe LinkedIn should be one of the items towards the top of your list.
Excellent, because it's got certain functionalities that you need to get your head around, and it takes consistent action every day
to master it and work out how people work, their behaviors on LinkedIn. So that's why I kind of say just kind of focus for 90 days at least, doing this, you know, learning one platform before expanding, rather than spreading yourself too thinly, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good recommendation for most people. And you don't need to spend a ton of time on LinkedIn. I mean, we have strategies that we recommend. I mean, one of our lessons in Linked University is called LinkedIn lead generation on just 20 minutes a day. And we show people how to structure their time so that they can generate consistent leads if only all they have is 20 minutes a day to devote to it. So you don't have to toil for hours with it or anything like that. But I agree. If you're trying to start too many new things at the same time, you're going to lessen your likelihood that you're going to be successful with them.
With them. Wonderful. Excellent. Well, last question I'll ask you, Josh, and we'll wrap up the class. Endorsements. Is it important to get kind of focus on getting people to endorse you or people to recommend you? Is there some sort of power on that?
Well, so endorsements, it's good to have them so that your profile looks filled out and just at a cursory glance, people see, wow, it looks like a lot of people have said nice things about this person. But aside from that, they're not going to do much for you. They do impact LinkedIn's search results a little bit. But I'm not huge on spending a lot of time tracking down endorsements. The main reason endorsements exist is so that LinkedIn can show ads to you based on the things that people endorse you for. You know, but recommendations are different because a recommendation on LinkedIn is when somebody actually takes the time to write a little paragraph about why you're awesome. And those carry a lot more weight than endorsements. And they really go a long way. And then you can use those recommendations from LinkedIn and put those as testimonials on your website and in your marketing materials as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Wonderful. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming to class. I know there's a few more questions, but we'll for next time you can find the answers in the courses that Josh has, going into much, much more depth than what we've covered in class today. And I absolutely love the course that I'm on. Josh, thank you so much for producing such an awesome course. And I'm really looking forward to the material that you've actually put into the industry as well to help business owners like us to grow their businesses from your experience and shorten that learning curve.
Well, I appreciate you having me. I appreciate all of your support and all your kind words. So this has been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And guys, the replay will be up shortly. So if you missed anything, watch out for my emails and in the group, I'll update the replay. But check out the link below and make sure that you take advantage of this opportunity right now. And then we'll discuss it in our group a little later this week. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, Josh, for your contribution to class today.
Thank you, Princess. Talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much, guys. I'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show. And don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show. And leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.